Don't be alive.
And this is probably going to be very racist.
Bonus.
We did
bonus
it.
Bonus episode. I watched a couple movies on the plane, and they were all 20th Century Fox, and they all played that sting. And I always feel like I have to start talking when I hear that.
Yeah, just immediately.
I always am like, oh shit, fuck.
Oh my god. Like,
no, I'm watching a movie on an airplane. It's fine.
Yeah.
The Last Duel, very good, turns out.
I would like to watch The Last Duel.
Very good, good performances, really cool action scenes.
Great hair.
Great mullets.
Top hair.
Yeah, it was very good. I liked it.
I always heard it was good, and I think it could be good, and also stay as funny to me as it was to just that one thing where he's like, confess! Always good.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It's less funny when it happens because
I don't want to ruin
it's
it.
in the middle of the last duel is yeah. when he says that. So
yeah, but see, if I like, watch it, I'll ruin how funny yelling confesses to me. So
the thing is, like, I feel like the last duel is a part of that movie. They do the duel,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like it's like a big. You just got to know you're going to make the duel really fucking cool if you're going to name
spoilers,
the movie.
No spoilers. I haven't
that.
Seen the first duel.
Do I have to watch the first duel before I watch the last duel to understand what's going on?
And all the middle duels.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it turns out the titular last duel lives up to it. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you gotta like pitch that one
Driver
backwards.
Says Dick Carouge a lot.
So. He does. In his goofy voice.
Yeah. I feel like even back then, even with everything going on in the Middle Ages or medieval times, if they say you saw Adam Driver, they were still like, he looks strange.
He's
who is this man?
He plays like a guy that everyone thinks is super handsome, which, like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like just speaks to like the lack of nutrition in northern France in the 1300s, where people are like, I think Adam Driver is like perfectly fine looking, but like he was the best you could possibly get in. Yeah. Middle Ages France. Like, they didn't make them any better than that yet. We hadn't evolved.
Look how big his pectoral muscles are. I like that they're half of his chest. Looking like a turtle.
Yeah, it's sort of hard for me because, like, I've seen him in a couple, like, very sort of serious roles. Like, this is one, and I just watched that movie Silence that he's in with Andrew Garfield, the Scorsese movie about the monks. And, like, it's really hard to take him seriously. He just has an extremely goofy face. It's,
yeah,
I don't know. He doesn't, like, he's a good actor, but he doesn't have like gravitas, you know?
You know what movie with Andrew Garfield?
Couldn't hear anything
called
in that movie.
Seinfeld yourself, Shelby.
Shelby has turned the Seinfeld gun on himself.
Yeah. I was going to say, the Andrew Garfield movie that should have been called Silence was the freaking Amazing Spider-Man 2. That movie sucked. That was awful. There you go. Everyone's ripping on it. Get in there. Yeah. I don't know. It's also like, it reminds me of, my new, like, bread and butter TV, whatever, has that thing where it's like, clearly it's written in that the main character is supposed to be very hot, but the actor is also kind of weird looking, and it just comes out.
What show? Like, what's the actor? I need to issue a ruling here.
It's
Let
person
me judge
of interest.
A man's looks.
It's person of interest, and it's Jim Caviezel, who has one of the great names because it sounds like a Pokemon.
Jim Caviezel's handsome. His brain is he is an absolute helmet.
Oh yeah, he's fucking buck.
He's like one
crazy.
Of the all time absolute helmets. Mm-hmm. But I think he's handsome. I think he is textbook handsome.
Yeah,
I
think
looking. It's
he has a sadness to him that I think is
yeah, and a pointy nose, you know, sounds like a weird old Santa
he's
Claus.
The guy, he's the guy in the suit.
Yeah, do you know that really helpful identifier in New York City?
The guy
in a suit. Good job, detective. There's a guy
him.
In a suit there. Cool, fantastic. Good to hear.
That show's sick. If you're listening to this and you like procedural type shows, you will love that show. It rocks.
Yeah. Love to discuss The Machine. Check out The Machine.
There are like some amazing stories about him on that show, like on set type shit about how he's like, they won't let him drive because he wrecked all their cars and stuff.
Impressive interest.
Yeah, like when they were filming.
Was that on the dollop? Where was that? I heard that.
It was on QAnon Anonymous.
They did
a really funny episode of just talking about Jim Caviezel being absolutely insane to all the other people who worked on that show.
He's like doing appearances at like QAnon conferences and stuff.
Yeah. He fully believes that children are being harvested for adrenochrome. He 100% believes that.
He's going to raid the tunnels and all that stuff.
Children are being harvested for experience. They're being farmed by our government.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Jim, that guy is just an actor, not a real bad guy.
Yeah, I think he like got, he was like getting too into character and shit. It's the episode, I haven't listened to the episode in a while, but it's very funny. He's basically like fully that dumb. Like almost doesn't understand that his job is to play pretend dumb. Like very stupid.
According to that other podcast.
Allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. But Person of Interest seems like some real dad core stuff in a positive way.
It's pretty good. Yeah. He's just on set doing his own brand of kung fu to people, telling people that he invented it. Yeah. Now that I know that, I'm going to try to watch every time he takes somebody out and be like, was that part of it? Or did he actually just knock somebody out?
It's like, that window was not stage glass. That was real glass. That was not supposed to go through that.
Now that I know the car thing, I want to go back because he definitely wrecked a couple cars. And I'm like, man, this is all real. Is this real?
Person of interest? It's real.
Mm-hmm.
It's a documentary, baby.
It's pretty good. It fills every need for a show that you need to, for something to look at while you eat is, man, it's so good at that.
When you don't have another human being in your house to look at because you are so alone and you need a screen.
I would rather look at TV than another human being anyways. When I'm eating... No, that's me.
Yeah, that's
time.
Fair. What is this? Renaissance times? Get out of here. Yeah.
I like, too.
There's so much stuff on TV.
This is my partner I live with, but we eat it. We eat sequentially. I eat dinner and she watches me and then.
Come on.
Hands folded. We have a special chair for it. And then we switch.
How long?
We each are the air.
We
do the airplane for each other. We each fly the food into each other's mouths.
It is kind of fucked up that that's like what a lot of dates are because like. I mean, I love, like, cooking and eating with people, but, like, I don't ever want to actually see someone eating. Like,
yeah,
let's have some privacy screens.
Marina Abramovich type meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get
that. Need me in a Marina Abramovich type meal.
Yeah, I feel
need
like...
Need me a lady in red to stare at me and cry while I eat. It would be pretty sick to bring like the Pret meal pod to the Marina Abramovich exhibit.
That was one of the things you could use on her in the exhibit.
You could
feed her hard boiled eggs until she was too full. Very meaningful. Very good.
All right, this guy's really spamming the hard boiled eggs here. Not getting any results.
Yeah. Try another hard boiled egg. Sir.
Everyone gets like 15 minutes. Everyone gets like, what, like a minute with her or something? So you just try to get her to eat as many as she can in the minute that you get.
Yeah. Playing the Marina Abramovich dose adventure game, text adventure. Feed egg. Unlock the secret ending. I do get that. I feel like that was one of those things that for a second there was like a boomer thing that was like, oh, kids these days, their dates, they just go and get drinks. They don't. No one, and it's like, who wants to, the first time, especially a first date.
Exactly. I don't want to meet someone and then eat in front of them. No, absolutely not.
Go to some
never mind the fact that if it's going poorly, like you know by like appetizers or whatever, or by the time the bread comes and it's like, cool, well, we have a built-in amount of time here, or I have to just like eject seat from this.
Right, like run out on the check or not eat or something. Like, yeah, this is not.
This is how you guys got stuck climbing out of fucking bathroom windows for like a decade or whatever, like a generation.
That's also true, yeah. If you're like, especially if you want to like have sex, like which is going to make that more likely? Eating a huge meal or drinking alcohol. Like,
no, we're going to Skyline Chili on our first date.
Yeah, like, we're going to the brick and mortar
location of Huel.
Just like after a meal, I am generally not in the mood. Like, that is not the time.
What about even oysters? Even when you just suck back 12 boogers?
Nothing like a belly full of shellfish and fucking white wine before I, you know.
Good PR move by oysters. I don't believe it. And they're like, like that. You're like, oh, now I'm riled up. But yeah, I don't know. Like the whole thing of like, oh no, yeah, let's have a 3-hour fucking thing and just like do all that. Plus, I just don't like trying to have like a full conversation while eating. You're like in between spaghetti things. It's like, no.
I think I do want to eat by myself. I really do like having a meal with someone if I like already feel really comfortable with them or something. But like, as like, even in the first couple dates, that's not what I'm going to pick probably.
I like to stare. I just like to protect my food with both elbows like a goblin and eat it straight.
And just shovel it in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you know.
Like, you go on a date and you like, you squat on your chair. Squat on the seat and just like slap their hand away when they like come even a little bit closer.
I have us seated at different tables. I have one of those tables that you can break it apart and then I move away to eat. I get in the bathroom.
You face the wall.
I'll be having that.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah.
I get takeout and I eat it in a car and then then they can get back in. I climb into the car and I lock all the doors and I eat.
Roll up the windows. Mm-hmm. Turn the heat up to max.
Yeah, to keep it warm. To keep the food warm. You don't want it getting cold. You heat it all up. Yeah. That's my move. That's my cool move.
Eli's in the move.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had a big argument about this, about how you guys wait till you get home to eat fast food, which I think is crazy if you're driving.
I was supposed to say in the car? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't drive. I very rarely ever...
If I'm, like, patient enough to wait to bring food home, I'm not getting fast food. Fast food is when I need to, like, choke something down in 30 seconds. And I need it in front of me in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I just feel like there's so few times in my life where I've gotten, like, drive-through fast food where I'm the one driving. Because it was mostly when I was, like, had just been to the doctor and I got Burger King. Like, that was...
Like, on the way home from your soccer game or something.
But I could see, I'm sure I'd get a couple fries. I think, was it about the getting into the main meal? Like if you're popping the burger dome, that's a little, because that's just.
Oh, I am. You know I am.
It's just so, it's such a, just like Look, the worst already, version of both though.
It's already undignified to be eating fast food. Like, why not just go full bore with
it? But it's like though it's like not good full bore. It's like I want to go full bore, lean into it, but just in like a nasty way at my on my coffee table.
I just feel like the like every second counts with fast food, and if you don't eat it within like 30 seconds, it is repulsive to me. Like I'm not waiting if it like stops becoming food by the time I get home.
You just eat it in the parking lot then. Just all bets are off. Just pull out of the drive-thru and park, sit in front of a fire hydrant and eat it.
It's like if you let it get cold, it'll harden into plastic. Like you can't let it sit. You got to eat that as soon as it's coming through that little window to you. Mm. Or it's just...
Just lean my open mouth out towards the window. Make them fill it.
Hey, you're like a baby bird.
Yeah, yep. Put it in like the things you throw quarters into at a toll booth. Just toss the fries in here. I got a big basket that funnels into my mouth.
I miss those.
Yeah.
Easy Pass and Pay by Mail really fucked that up. That was fun, throwing those quarters in there.
Oh, yeah. It was the one highlight of a long road trip as a kid. You're like... My Game Boy's batteries are dead. I'm going to throw up soon. At least I got to throw these coins in that.
Driving, when I was in Italy, my dad rented a car and like we were staying like an hour away from Florence. So he had to like come get us and like pick us up and stuff. Driving with him in another country was the most stressful thing I have ever been through. And every single time we would go through a toll, it would be like he'd never encountered
money.
Any kind of machine before. Like it was like, but he would be like driving up to it and like like miles ahead would be like, okay, where's our change? How much change do we have? Like, do we have the right change? And then as soon as he would get to the toll booth, it was like his memory was wiped and it was so stressful. And it was like, you couldn't say anything or he would like get even more flustered. Like he couldn't, he could not deal with it. It was high stress. It was not great.
You got to just let him work through the toll crisis all by himself. I mean, it is bad.
That's the thing, in Europe, like, everyone the change in the is so car, fucked up. That everyone is, in the car was like dead silent. We were like, he needs to work this out on his own. Yeah. Like, we'll get through this.
I mean, the change situation is fucked up in Europe, too. Where it's like, I feel like you end up with like, because the coins are worth so much that you just have to fuck with a lot more coins than you would.
That's true. Because like, they have 1 and 2 euro coins. So it's like, you can't just chuck all your change together and, you know, be like, this is probably a dollar. It's like, this could be like $20.
Yeah. I feel like there's like a real like SAT question energy to try to pay a toll in Europe where you're just like how many of this and that, and then you give me one of these back.
I like all that shit. I hadn't been to Europe in like 10 years, and so when I was like going there, I wasn't used to the coins or whatever, and I remembered that they had like coins that were really expensive. So I got a coffee or something, and I was like, well, I don't know how much change. Like, usually when I get something like that, I just throw all the change in the little tip cup or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, this might be like $20. I don't know. And so I think I tipped her like, I literally put like a 2 cent coin in because I like didn't know how much the coins cost.
Well, they don't even like tip over there, right? They're like, they love seeing Americans because nobody there tips because they make their money. But yeah. I mean, I think it's less confusing than, because I think last time I was in, in Italy, but I definitely had been there when it was still lira, and it was like, because that was one of those weird ones where it was just, it was, the numbers were so off because it was one of those ones where it was like, oh, this is 16,000 lira.
Right.
And you're just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? Like, how do you do this? How do you, when you pay rent every month, you pay 300,000 of something to somebody? Like, this is a bad system. But, you know.
The moral of that story is have a good economy. Love, Eli.
Hey. Yeah.
Was there
this
a
makes
time
no
where,
sense.
Was there a time when one lira was like equivalent to a, like everything was that equivalent?
I mean, I think the value of it went down because their economy was not great and they've had like 90 billion different governments in the last 30 years.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably part of it.
Or it was like a situation where it's like there's not really, like a yen situation where it's more just like that's the fucking, you know, can't think of the word. That's the way it's set up.
Well, I guess
not
it would
really
be like
cents.
Like if we said everything was cents, like if we said that'll be 10,000 cents, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Which I would be like, let's go back to saying dollars. You know what? The cents thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel so rich if you were counting by cents? Be like, oh, I'm a fucking millionaire. This is awesome.
It's true.
I actually don't know if I'd be a millionaire. How many dollars?
I was
going to
say, you have
a million cents.
You have $100,000.
I do not have $100,000. So I'm, God, that is so bleak that even counting by cents, I'm not a millionaire.
You wouldn't have a million pennies.
I'm sorry. You probably have $10,000. Never mind. I'm not good at math.
Okay.
I don't like right at this very minute, but I have been a millionaire before.
I can move some things around. I got to move some things around.
Right, exactly. I could become a millionaire fairly quickly if I needed to. That's good to know.
Asking for a million pennies, untraceable for a hostage situation.
A million pennies, non-sequential serial numbers, please. Unmarked pennies.
Yeah. Just you're going to need probably some heavy machinery to bring the ransom to me. It's going to weigh
no big deal. I'll buy it with my pennies. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, I'm like on the like get rid of change thing. So I'm completely on the opposite side of this.
Yeah, I do kind of like having dollar coins, but like they need to be, like the euro ones are not markedly different sizes or like weights than the regular coins. Like if you're going to have some coins be really valuable, make them cool. Make them like really big or like thick or a different color.
The one that's 2 euro should be like a pog slammer. You should like not be very clear that it's a...
It should be it like shouldn't... something that a coffee shop would attach their bathroom key to.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
It shouldn't and even it should be like the plaques in a casino. Yeah. No, it shouldn't
and
even
it
be.
It should have an alien smoking weed on it for sure.
It shouldn't even be round. It shouldn't even be flat. It should be like a little statue. There should be a series of them. It should be like Crazy Bones. should be able to have like they should be. It should be like Homies from the grocery store.
It should be Homies.
Yeah.
I should have a bunch of little, just little a bronze, artifacts.
Bringing a bronze homie to Antiques Roadshow.
The first edition
homie.
Yeah,
you know, Homies from the supermarket. And it's like, yep, I do know that.
Where are they distributed? Only at the supermarket. That's it. I've never seen them anywhere else.
That's the
else.
One place they can be used as currency as well. They're legal tender inside the supermarket.
Yeah. That's the new toy
it's
story.
Either Homies or a small bouncy ball. Those are your options.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just a variety of things. Just leaving the supermarket where they're selling any toy that will drive your parents fucking insane. They're like, hey, do you want a harmonica or a gross sticky hand? Just like, yes, give me all of it. I'm going to get this.
Getting a handful of dirty banana candy.
Fucking Runts.
Runts, oops, all bananas. Just leaving the grocery store, buying a toy that I will have taken away from me before I get home.
Damn, dude. There's a robust secondary market for Homies on eBay. I'm just looking at
hell
this.
Hell yeah. I feel like Runts come like pre-rolled on a carpet. Like they just come like that. Like there's like some of the sheen is like touched off already when you get it.
Yeah.
There's this one homie. It's a Mr. Pit he's about to let go of a pit bull dog. I guess he's a dog fighting guy. Not a very nice thing for kids. He's available used for $32.50. So if anybody's a Homies collector, get in there.
Yeah.
And I search Homies on eBay.
Yeah, go head back when you go back to your childhood home. Check for your old Homies. I can't imagine anyone ever keeping one of those. Like that's right. That's something you look at for 3 seconds
like,
and then shove as
so
deep.
Small.
Yeah, you look at it and then you just shove it into the car seat and it's gone.
I was just gonna say every single toy at the grocery store was just meant to end up between car seats.
Yeah,
that it's you're just a middleman for bringing it from the vending machine to its real home.
Right, and like you're talking to somebody who ascribes like totemic power to like little guys that you carry around, and it's like I can't keep track of these Homies; they're too small.
I do like the Homies, though. I think they're good toys. I don't know. I think there's something really charming about them to me. I don't want to spend $40 for one, but I don't know. I kind of like them.
They appear to have been for sale somewhere, at least, because there is a Homies like packaging with six of them in it. It's available sealed.
I feel like they have like plushes and stuff too. Like they don't just do the video game stuff or the vending machine stuff. Eli has frozen, by the way.
No, well we're vamping right now because his computer crashed. So we're gonna just vamp.
I'm sorry. I immediately tell everyone what's going on behind the scenes. That's very unprofessional of me.
She's giving it all away.
I've given away all the secrets. The secret is Eli's computer crashed.
But yeah, I mean, you know, like these. I'm gonna sort the Homies by by highest price. Let's see what the highest priced Homie is. Okay, Homies Series 13 limited edition. It's an entire set of all the Homies. These appear to be some. There are some Italian Homies in here.
What?
Or Don Siski. He looks Italian, but I guess maybe he's not. There's also a guy called Mr. Creeps.
He could be like a Cuban gay, like a Scarface.
Yeah,
you know? Because the Homies are Hispanic, I think. I think that's the.
Well, what is your guess for the price of the Homies?
All the Homies limited edition. How many Homies are there?
There are. I will count. This is Series 13 of Homies. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 18, 24. Looks like I want to say 28, somewhere
okay.
in that.
I will say $99.95.
Is that that's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
It's $2,100 US dollars.
$2,100. Oh, man.
$94 a month for 24 months with PayPal credit. So you can put those homies on a payment plan.
Oh, man. I got to make my homies payment this month.
Now I'm just picturing that just saying homies over and over again. It's like
my homies payment this month overdrafted my bank account. Fucked. I forgot. I thought I'd paid off the homies. Okay, Eli's back. Make Eli guess.
Okay, Eli. He's back. Eli, we're looking up. I'm excluding the homies motorcycles case of 12 set with clown. I don't know where the clown is, but these look like they're bigger toys. I'm talking about like the homies you would see in like
the gumball
in like
the machine grocery store.
Yeah. So there is this is the highest price item other than that motorcycle one in the eBay search for homies. It's limited edition Series 13. It has a homie certificate of authenticity.
Okay, you didn't tell me that part.
And it's something like it's like around 27 homies. It's brand new in the package.
Wait, so there's like a Series full 13. Set of homies?
A full set it's limited full edition set of homies.
The whole grip. This is the price for the full set.
What is the buy it now price?
Okay, we got a buy it now price. Okay. Is it an auction with a buy it now price, or is this it's all or nothing?
No, it's buy it now or make offer. I've never even seen that on eBay before. So
okay. Yeah. All the homies, 27 of them, you said.
Just from Series 13. So apparently that there are a lot of series of homies that I was not aware of. Yes.
It's gonna be a later series.
Oh my god.
Probably not that hard to find. $143.
Okay, that's your final answer.
Yes.
It is $2,100.
No, that's just not going to sell. That's just not going to sell. That's their fault.
I'm gonna make an offer. I'll hit make offer. I'll just send them the. My offer is this. I offer you nothing.
What if I get rid of these for you?
I guess $99.95. So you're closer than me. $2,100.
Can we see recently sold homies? Is this person might just be they're desperate to get some sort of return on their homies investment.
Let me pull out this. They have 100% positive feedback. This seller.
Yeah. So. Well, the homies are as described. So.
Well, they have one item currently for sale, and it is that set of homies. That appears to be their only listing, so I'm not sure. I guess they've done a lot of buying or something.
Mm.
But. They bought up all the homies, and they were like, once I get these in a set, it's over for you. Once I complete my set of homies.
The next most expensive set of homies is also Series 13, so clearly there is like a bit. Series 13 is like the primo.
This is
homies.
A well-regarded series of homies. This is
that's
best.
That's 1,000, but I don't see a certificate of authenticity, so I don't know. It's hard to say, you know.
Here are some of the homies in Series 13. Yeah, we got Don Cisco.
You guys went down a homie hole. When I blue screened.
We did. There's a fat guy named Chorizo, which is pretty good. I enjoy that. There's a Mr. little Creeps. Dog named King Bully. There's Mr. Creeps. Pretty good. I mean, I don't know if they're worth hundreds of dollars, but Mr. Creeps is cool. I like him. He's probably my favorite one. He's like in all black and he has a fedora and sunglasses on and a cool goatee. I like him.
Looking at the homies Wikipedia. Cultural impact. The LAPD apparently filed complaints against the homies. So
what?
Yeah.
Homies said ACAB. Yeah. No way.
They said that the toys promoted gang life. A picture of the LAPD with a bunch of homies on a folding card table.
Yeah.
Taking these away.
Yeah, that's it's just the wire, but it's homies on the table. You need to see these homies on the table. We're going to round up the lower guys selling the homies, and then we'll try to flip them. You know,
find the distributors. Yeah.
We're on a wire for the homies. You can buy homies collection, 215 figures or more. You would think you would know how many you have in your collection.
You are selling them, so you should probably take the time to count them.
that's a little suspicious. But there are, yeah, there are these, I guess, like, the thing with homies is, like, the really rare ones are just clowns, which I was not aware of.
Homie the clown. Excuse me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's no relation to that Homie the Clown. It could be, though.
It's unclear. They have a Nintendo DS game. I'm finding out. By that.
It's a whole fucking franchise, man. There are a ton of them.
They've been referenced on American Dad.
Okay.
Got everything.
Yeah, yeah. Roger got really into homies, I'm guessing. That's my guess for an episode.
It says
buying up homies.
American.
Do they still make that show? Is that show still happening?
Probably.
They were for a while.
You got homies on your phone.
Homies for breakfast. American Dad shows Stan breaking a Fabergé egg and saying, I thought it would have candy or at least a little homie in there.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, it would be funny if they broke a Fabergé egg and there was a homie in it.
Yeah. And he's like, hey.
Punching up American Dad.
Close back up. I was sleeping. Said something like that. That would be a good show.
This is the earliest known homie. And it's just like an ancient figurine.
Put that in the homie image erectus. Generator. Prehistoric homie. Put it in.
Yeah. Homie sapiens, baby.
Homie sapiens. There's our title.
Yeah.
That's it.
Man, I'm going to be thinking about homies here. You know, I got
to
say.
I'd like
good.
To see
I
them.
Like them. I think they're good. I the ones at the grocery store are too small, but the they make bigger ones. And they're pretty
okay,
good.
They do as have far knockoff as I can Italian tell, homies.
The Palermos.
What are the Italian homies called? Palermos?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just dropped a link in the chat.
I'm sorry. This is cultural appropriation.
They're figurines. Italian homies. Figurines you cannot refuse.
No, they're not. That's not cultural appropriation. You see, they're a mob family that now runs a pizzeria. That's not.
Sebastiano the Sausage Maker. That's one of their names. This is offensive.
Backroom Benny.
Cat's breaking point is the
Backroom Benny.
Baby Don Dino.
That's such a good name.
Father Francesco. Like
going to get my Backroom Benny's blown out, dude.
Baby Don Dino is like a fucking Tim Robinson name. It's crazy. John Dino.
Yeah. I like that there's just a...
The cop is named Officer Bruno the Baton, which seems, again, offensive. And then there's just one lady named with only one name, Ivana. Yeah. The rest of them all have cool nicknames. She's just Ivana.
There's just one lady, and her name is Bitch. It's really offensive. They're right. Just like, lady,
okay,
no
so
name.
Okay, so apparently these were made by the people.
They're made by homies.
Yeah.
They're made by official. These are a homie shop production, yes.
It's an official diffusion line of the homies. Yes.
How many ethnicities could you really do before this gets offensive?
Zero.
We're getting up against it, I think.
I think we're really pushing it. We're really getting close.
Yeah. I think there is something about making them toys that even for the ones like Italian and Irish, it's like, well, they're little toys. Like, this is...
Okay, we got more. All right.
More ethnicities of homies?
No, more Italian homies. We got, okay.
More Italians.
We have Angie. We have Teflon Tony. We have Corrado the Consigliere. These guys don't sound like they're running a pizza place. This sounds like it might be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Like they're still pretty heavily involved.
I don't think Backroom Benny is up to anything above board.
Yeah,
we got Sally the Chef, which is a big fat guy. We got Ruggiero the Sandman, which is a hitman. I think that's what that would be seemed to be implying. This is a button man. We have Freddy the Fed, which is a guy with binoculars. So
that's pretty funny that there's a Fed one. I like
and then,
that.
Okay, this one's good. Palermo, let's see. Okay, No Problem Pauly. Nikki No Neck. Bobby the Blade. I can't read this one because he's covering it. Somebody the Weasel, but Weasel's spelled wrong. And then I guess his name is Hubbard, covered, but you can just
L.
see
Ron
the words.
Hubbard.
The waiter underneath. So I assume there's a name, but he's just the waiter, according to this.
Also
so.
Very important on the one you sent us, there's a website on the bottom, and the home of the Palermo figurines is www.palermos.biz. So check it out. I'm glad they went with...
Sorry, there's one more. This might be the last of the set. This is oh god, I hope it is. Okay. Rico the Rat, obviously. Can't trust him. Somebody the Hammer, a very strong guy crossing his arms. Vincenzo the Voice, so he's like the guy that they prop up.
Is he a lounge singer?
He's like a singer, yeah.
He's a contestant on The Voice.
Yeah, he's on The Voice.
Right. No Lucker, no
Mario
Knuckles
the
Louie.
Masked Singer.
Yeah. Don Giuseppe Palermo, so the boss is there.
The boss and of the family, yes.
And then the final one is Vittorio the Violinist. I assume there's some kind of machine gun in that violin case, but maybe not.
Well, that might be the Palermos might be on the up and up, and you're the one being prejudiced here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just because a guy is named stuff like the machine gun and this, like, Sammy the Slit Throat, you think he can't just be a normal guy? He can't just be
I just think
pizza?
Maybe the violinist is actually a violinist.
I think the violinist, yeah. He could be.
And they're paying
some soulful
respect
stuff
to the rich tradition of string music in Italy.
Mm-hmm. What are you saying about Mikey the Murderer?
Yeah, I really think they probably were like, oh man, we can really branch out here. And then they realized the only other ethnicity they could do without getting in trouble is Italians.
Yeah.
The other thing that like really rocks about, these are from 2003, by the way. So this is an era when you could, there might be other homies groups out there. 2003, you could get away. You could maybe. It was the Wild West.
You could
back
try
then
it.
But like, I love how like 2 seconds of thought went into these names. It's like very, and then they just like, all right, start making them. And they're probably just like alternates of the homies with just different paint on them or something.
Same mold. Yeah. Same mold. Yeah. Just different like clothes and stuff.
Palette swapped homies.
Well, we've been talking about homies for half an hour. So
I like to have somebody to be clear. And this is probably, should have said this earlier. Homies are a thing you would get in the supermarket, at least to us.
Yeah.
In those things where they have the candy.
From little supermarket gotcha machines.
They were little cholo guys, kind of. That was kind of the theme. They were like, yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
I like them.
They were designed for your little brother to choke on. They were small Hispanic choking hazards that were sold in grocery stores in the year 2003. I also don't think they could be sold anymore. They are so designed. They are throat sized, 100%. Yeah.
What do we want to do our story before we go?
Sure. Let's do this one. Let me check if you want to look up who sent this in the Discord. Sorry, I had lost it when my entire computer crashed. Someone sent this in. It's from The Independent in Ireland. This is a gardener who just won a court case for unfair dismissal. She gave her boss the middle finger and told him to fuck off, after which she was fired. But now that they've done an investigation, she is being awarded 6,300 euro.
Hell yeah.
Because it was not they ruled that the investigation was not done in good faith.
Wait, what investigation?
So I guess they have to have this thing where it's like you have to follow a disciplinary process, even if it's this. If someone's like, fuck off, you still can't just be like, you're fired. You have to be like,
oh, yeah?
I'm going to initiate a disciplinary process.
God, imagine living in a country where you can't be fired for literally any reason. It is... Yeah. Unfathomable to me.
Without a detailed
truly
paper
trail,
imagine. You cannot.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then if they don't do it right, you get rehired again. I guess it's like, well, I don't want to work here now.
Yeah, I think you just take the money and then
yeah,
part
they
ways.
Just give you money.
But
that's pretty dope.
Yeah,
good for her.
So the owner, apparently this is the thing. The owner just like clearly did not like this manager of this horticulturalist. She was the manager of a garden center.
Not the type of person who you would expect to be like quick with the cusses, you know?
Yeah.
This one comes to us from Iguana Helium Cube. I just found it.
Thank you for checking, Patty.
Gets in there. Iguana Helium slides in. They said that the manager before this had regularly used foul and abusive language when dealing with the owners in front of staff. And it started making derogatory remarks about the owners to staff and customers, including asking another manager if he was off to meet his girlfriend in front of other people when he was leaving the office.
Drama at the garden center. Goddamn. Yeah. Just petty.
And so it came to And this rings so true for anyone who's like done any job like this. The person, she said she was upset and felt under a lot of pressure when the owner had, they'd launched some sort of like promotional campaign that was just like not communicated to the people at the garden center at all.
So yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah. She was annoyed that she was not given accurate information about an offer that appeared on the garden center's social media, which differed from what she'd been advising customers on.
That sucks.
Yeah, that is such a classic fuck up. And so she put up her middle finger and told him to fuck off. And 3 hours later, did find him and apologize to him. And then the owner told her to keep her apology and handed her a letter advising her of an investigation. And then, so they went through this investigation that the decision is based on, they said, they're basically like, the owner was involved in the whole investigation when they were clearly, you know, the person who had a grievance. They were basically like, you, this was not impartial enough of an investigation. The officer, I find it extraordinary that the owner, who is the subject of the inappropriate language, saw it fair and appropriate to involve himself in all aspects of the investigation process, the disciplinary process, and the appeal process. Yeah, they're basically like, you got to step away. You got to let a private investigation occur here.
You got to hire a white shoe law firm to say what you want to say. That's the way these things work, okay?
Yeah, this has to go through arbitration and everything has to be done correct. But yeah.
So he had to give her a bunch of money.
Yeah.
That rocks.
€6,300. Pretty solid amount of euro.
And then she called him an absolute helmet.
Yeah. That, and then he gave her more money.
He actually paid her in homies. So.
So she got 1.5 sets of season 13.
No, 6,300 no, euro. Sets. Yeah, three she sets. Definitely get three with the exchange rate. She'll have some left over. So there you go.
Yeah. So she got three sets of limited edition Series 13 homies. And I hope she gets the last laugh. Because, yeah, I feel like that is the worst. I always feel so bad when I'm on the customer side of that, where I'm like, oh, your Instagram said this. And they're like, what? And I'm like, well, now I feel like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
So cool.
And it makes you just like seem like you don't know what's happening. It's like, oh, just no one told me this. I'm sorry. It, like, feels like what?
I just meant from a customer standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a cheapskate or something, or like not chill. But yeah, no, I'd imagine it's worse from the.
Yeah.
You're like preparing to get yelled at or something if you're.
Yeah, and it's just like you immediately are caught between. It's like, and it's just like nothing you do. It feels like the most. Version of like a rich asshole's idea of a retail worker. I've never felt more like that than when I'm caught between, because I'm like, I understand that the site says that, but my manager, if I give you that price, then I'm gonna get in trouble. Like, just completely torn between two worlds.
Hamstrung.
Of people that have more power than I do. yeah
you're caught between two masters. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
I do love when
you don't know which lord to serve.
Yeah. I do love that thing that happens though when, like, you know, somebody accidentally prints an ad and it's like, this is 3 cents, and then there's some law where they're like, you have to give it to them for 3 cents, and it's just like everyone's rushing. Like, that happened with a gas station recently. Their sign like glitched, and so they were like, gas is 12 cents, and then everyone in the entire state just vamoosed over there. Man, it is a good time to live in a place where I don't need to drive. That seems terrible. Every time I read like the price of gas, I'm just like, I have anxiety about this, even though it doesn't actually really affect me day to day.
What are you saying, Patty?
I said Eli says, let's go, Brandon. That's what Eli is saying. Right,
yeah. Now. That's long story short. Let's go, Brandon.
Wait, what?
Eli says FJB.
What did I say? That was let's go, Brandon.
No, we're talking about the gas prices. I'm being silly.
Oh, yeah.
They just love to yell about the gas prices. But they are bad. Yeah. They're not good.
It's not good. They're high.
I don't think it's good. Let me go on the record and say, I don't think it's good.
That's right.
What I do think is good is getting your boss who you told the fuck off to give you $6,000.
Mom, can I have a quarter to buy a Brandon?
The Brandies.
There, I bet there are like a Trump version of homies out there.
It's a Trumpy bear.
Trump.
Homies. There's definitely politics homies. They came out in 2001 and no one wanted them, and they got rid of them.
It's my, I'm keeping my Ruth Bader Ginsburg Funko Pop in its original packaging to flip. Yeah.
I'm keeping mine in its original packaging so I can bring it to her grave and put it on there as an offering.
Yeah. Hand will come
out. I'm
going
to do push-ups on her grave like that, like her personal trainer at her
he didn't do them funeral. On her grave. He did them at the, he did them at when she was lying in state. If he did them on her grave, that would be really strange.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do push-ups on her grave. It's to honor her.
So you did your rival rival trainers. Yeah.
He's sinking into the dirt because they've just filled it. He's doing push-ups on her grave.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happened, right?
Uh-huh. So when we got here, we made it. It was a long journey. But we're here. Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
And for subscribing to the podcast.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.